The Mail is that Gerald Ryan was a little bit emotional after Washington Heights won on Saturday, that he was pretty rapt. Morning, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
Do you get a bit emotional sometimes with horses like that? You know, you had him as a baby and he showed you a lot, and then you get him back and get him going?
You do, and also, you know, doing it for David Rafael, you know, we've been mates for 30 years, so you get a bit of emotional. It's a big step for, big call for David to bring him back, and he couldn't come back and get egg on your face, so, it was good, yeah.
Now, you had him early doors, and he ran in some good races and showed a lot before he went overseas to Sha Tin.
That's right. When it was sort of, he was one of our picks at the yearling sales, and he paid $400,000 for him. And he showed nice stability early. You know, he's placed in stakes races, his first couple of starts in race behind good horses. You know? But with the intentions of always going over to Hong Kong, because in that stay in racing syndicate, there's, you know, the 18 blokes all live in Hong Kong. So, and it's the same with all their horses. They come here, and if they're really good horses, they stay. If they're not going to quite measure up, they go over there. Well, he had a little chip taken there after he ran at Randwick.
Mm.
He had a little chip taken out of a front joint, and that was when they either side then sent him over to Hong Kong. And before he went, we gelded him and gave him a little bit of time, and then he went over there and raced wild. He was having a little bit of trouble on the harder tracks and pulling up a little bit sore, so they were thinking about retiring him, and Paul O'Sullivan had him, and he came back to Australia when they decided, with a lot of liaison with the vets in Hong Kong and that he come back and we'd have a crack at him back over here and see if we can get him back on track.
Well, it's interesting. His first run, I think he ran second on a heavy nine in the kindergarten for you. He also ran second in the San Domenico. It's showing you he put the runs together there in Sha Tin, came back here. I saw one quote, Gerald, where you're looking at maybe just trying to keep him on softer tracks. Has he got feet issues?
No, he hadn't got feet issues. You know, it's just he's a big heavy horse.
Yeah.
And just keeping him on the softer tracks, and he's a command. So, you know, they have pretty fair form on softer tracks. I'm not saying wet tracks or heavy tracks, just the jar out of it. And when he's had a few issues, like he's had these front joints where you wouldn't want to be running on hard tracks, you know.
Where will you take him to from here? Will you space his runs?
Yeah, well, there's not a lot coming up in the next 2 weeks for him. Now you go 3 weeks of 1350, you go 4 weeks of 1400 here at Rose Hill, so we'll probably be doing that with him. You know, he's done a big job. He only got back in Australia in January, and he was back in work after 6 weeks in the paddock, and he's done a long, you know, he's done a lot of long, slow ground work, and I keep him working. He works everything slow and fast on the artificial track here at Rose Hill, and then he had a gallop on the course proper. The only time he's been off the artificial track a couple of weeks ago, and he worked really well, and fitness-wise he pulled up terrific. That's why we decided he probably gone to the race a fortnight earlier than we were expecting him. We thought we were going to have to trial him, but the way he pulled up, he never, and of course in front of the stewards and the vets and all that, we had to trial him, and that's why we only gave him 740-metre trial the other day, because he hadn't even had a jump out of the barriers here at home. So this is the first time he'd been out of the gate since he's come home. And so we just had to get him vetted and that and make sure everything's all clear after.
Well, that 740 trial would have just been his normal track out to it, agree, wouldn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about the spring? Have you got much coming along, babies? We're seeing a lot of horses just step out now that late two-year-olds and sort of things getting ready for early three-year-olds, showing a stack of ability.
Yeah, well, tomorrow I'll tell a story with you of mine. I've got Anari having a trial tomorrow and Trapeze Artist after he's having a trial, and you know, they show good promise in the autumn. Albemoon, he's only, you know, he won a maiden and then struck a heavy track, which he's no good on, and he's trialling tomorrow, so we'll see where we end up after that and see how they come along. But, you know, they're probably 3 to 4 weeks off having a run. Whether they have another trial or go straight to the race, we'll find out after tomorrow. But, you know, they're nice horses I'm looking forward to going on. I think Minari especially has come on really well since the autumn. And, like, he won his first start at Randwick and then should have one here at Rose Hill, and then he struck two heavy tracks or three heavy tracks, which he's no good on. So he did run third in the slipper across the line, but was relegated to fourth. So he's also good ability, and he's done really well.
Mm. Well, you got a few good chances there coming up. Congratulations on the win. Nice to know you're a bit of a softie too, Gerald, when they get the money. And good luck through the spring.
No worries. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Gerald. Gerald Ryan there. And a nice win with Washington Heights. Very satisfying for him at Rose Hill on Saturday.